They think, oh, poor little Joey, he can't do this because he has ADHD or autism or some other disorder. I have seen smart, fully verbal 12-year-olds who have never learned how to purchase a meal in a restaurant because it was always done for them. Bright Not Broken provides parents and professionals a good overview of the problems facing our kids who are gifted and labeled as ADHD, ODD, Asperger's syndrome, or learning disabled. It explains who these kids are, the labels they carry, and how giftedness is not recognized or developed enough. It explores why these kids are stuck, while also critically questioning the diagnostic system and the labels it gives to children. Finally, it explains how to help develop the special abilities of kids and how to help them reach their potential. It concludes with a provocative chapter on future directions in disabilities, diagnosis, and education to stimulate dialogue among these fields about the importance of developing abilities instead of focusing on weaknesses. By helping these bright, not broken children achieve their full potential, all of society will benefit. Introduction. Diane M. Kennedy and Rebecca S. Banks. You probably picked up this book because you are the parent, teacher, or extended family member of a child whom others may view as broken, whose behavior is often out of control, who has problems making and keeping friends, who is uncooperative and headstrong, and who is underachieving even though you know he is bright. Chances are, this child belongs to a unique group of children known as twice exceptional, 2E, learners. Twice exceptional is a relatively recent term that refers to children who have dual exceptionalities, that is, exceptional gifts, creative, academic, intellectual, or physical abilities, along with a learning or developmental disability, like ADHD, or an autism spectrum disorder. This perplexing mix of strengths and weaknesses often causes 2E children to fall through the cracks, academically and socially. In many cases, a child's disability masks his giftedness, causing parents, educators, and other adults in the child's life to focus on his weaknesses rather than on developing his talents. In other cases, a child's giftedness can mask his disability, meaning that he won't receive the interventions or special education services that could help him manage and possibly overcome his disability. It is imperative that we find and nurture the gifts in all our kids, 2E or not, not only for their own happiness, but also for the good of society. Yet our gifted children, the Isaac Newtons and Albert Einsteins of tomorrow, are our best hope for solving the myriad problems humanity faces. It is therefore crucial that parents and teachers of 2E kids be able to identify and support these children's giftedness in the face of the obvious difficulties of living with disabilities. This approach follows what is known as the whole child model, and it addresses both exceptionalities, the gift and the disability. We'll be covering the whole child model in detail in Part 3, How to Help Them. By focusing on the whole child rather than on one exceptionality, parents and educators can strengthen and develop a child's innate giftedness while also intervening to support the deficits. With the whole child approach, adults can help 2E children recognize and develop their own talents and realize their unique potential. We are honored to work with Temple Grandin on this project. To us, she is the ultimate example of being bright, not broken. Temple has dedicated her life to helping others understand autism from the inside out. By sharing her life experiences, including her struggles with autism and her extraordinary achievements, she has been able to help millions of individuals with autism spectrum disorders and related conditions worldwide find success by developing their talents. Her accomplishments are nothing short of amazing. She was named one of Time Magazine's top influential people of 2010.